Welcome to the Fiyami Yushalmi. The Shiris Pantor has a curse at Toiv Takosh Bohu for the release of the hostages and the break in the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding in Yuma Daf Tet Zayin in the art scroll Oiz Vahodar edition, Perik Sheni, towards the end of Alocha Gimel, starting after Zvavun Beis, seven lines from the bottom. Says the Gemara, the Pasuk says to Vienna, we talk about the Minchas Chavitim the Kohen Gadol brings. So the Mashmoa says, Lifnei Hamusafim. You bring it before Musaf. Because Tiviyana Mashri brings you right away. So before Musaf. Keshuhoimer Takriv, it says the word Takriv. Avachar Musafim, the Gersa of Reb Chaim. Even after Musaf B'Dievet, you can bring it. Istari Tani Koidim Lenesachim. There's one norm that says the Chavitim come before the Nesachim. Istari Tani Achal Nesachim. So does it come before the Nesachim or after? Says the Gemara, Mandom Koidim Lenesachim. The one who says it comes before, Koidim Niskiyayim, before you bring the wine. There's nisachim of wine that you pour wine in the mizbeach. The other nisachim is the flour. It comes after the flour, before the wine. And now the Gemara explains what's the order. Soiles, kodemes, the chavitim, soiles comes before chavitim, albish zelishim, zelishim, even though they both go on the fire. But zekor ben yachiv, zekor ben tzibur. Meaning, the soiles belongs to the korban, belongs to the tzibur, belongs to the korban atomit. Chavitim, or the korban gadol, it belongs to the individual. Continues the Gemara of Tet Zayin and Mudalaf on top. Chavitim, which the Kohen Gadol brings. Koidim lebezichim, which is the Levoino. What's the Levoino? The Levoino that comes with Lechem Aponim. Avavish is Zekor ben Yochiv, Zekor ben Tzibur. The Chavitim is the Kohen Gadol. The Levoino belongs to the Tzibur. Zetodi vezeino todi. Chavitim comes every day. The Levoino comes only on Shabbos, so it's less frequent. Chavitim koidim leyain. Chavitim comes before the wine. Shezeh leishim vezeh lasfolim. Meaning the Chavitim go on the fire. The wine doesn't go in the fire, it goes in the sefel, which is the receptacle to get the wine on the mizbeach, the special place where you pour the wine, but it's not the fire. Bazichim v'yayin mikoidim. Bazichim wine, what comes first? Bazichim is only once a week, and so it's less tadir. But bazichim goes on the fire. Says the Gemara v'lav mas, isn't it a fair shabraisa that says, levoina leyayin, levoina goes before wine? Says the Gemara, kan l'korban yochid, kan l'korban tzibur. Korban yochid, levoina goes before wine. Because then it comes every time with the korban, and someone wants to donate it. There's no concept of frequency. But the korban tzibur, which is less frequent, so then maybe it comes after the wine. Says the Gemara, kini mastiso. The Gemara goes to explain the end of the Mishnah. Because the Mishnah said an order where you take the limbs. And then the Mishnah ended that, and said the name of Rabbi Yeshua, kedei chiluchi ha-korev. You take the limbs the way the animal walks. So the Gemara explains it. What is the way the animal walks? Haroish, the head, ve'haregel, and the right leg. The right hand, the right back leg. Hachoze ve'ageiro, which is the breast and the neck. Shtei adayim, which means the two hands, the two front legs. Shtei dafnois, which are the ribs. Ha'oikets, which is the tail. Ve'aregel, and then you do the left leg. So the Gemara B'yuch, natarim de benazav, v'iktartes kol ha'ayla mizbecho. You do the aisle. Kedere, kedei shiye nira kemehal l'chagibya mizbeach. Meaning, you bring it to the mizbeach as if it's walking to the mizbeach. That's why you look. You take it the same way it walks. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? Haroish v'aregel v'atam ha'achin? What was the first thing you do? You do the head, and then you do the regel. What's the regel? The regel is the back right leg. So that's not the first thing that goes. Says the Gemara, ma'no poshad roisho karagel. Yeah, the way animal works, she tilts her head to where she wants to go, and then she moves her back right leg. That's how she starts walking. So the first thing to move up the aim was the first head, and immediately after, the back right leg. Alocha Gimel Zok the Mishnah, Hapayis, Ashlishi, what is the third lot, the third lottery? Chadoshim, Nektoyos, Bor, Vafisu, new people that never got it before, should come to have a raffle, who gets the Nektoyos? Because the Nektoyos made the Koyanim rich, so they did it only once in their lifetime. Revi, what's the fourth Koyro, the fourth raffle? Chadoshim, Mishoni, meaning people that did it already, didn't do it already, Mi Male, Evorim, and Akedosh, the Mizbeach, who takes the limbs from the ramp to the Mizbeach? The girl before is who takes it to the ramp, but now from the ramp to the Mizbeach, there's another Koyro. So the Gemara, Omar, Avchanino, Miyomo, Lohifis, Odom, Akedosh, Ashono. Never a person did participate in the Koyro of the Akedosh twice. Meaning if he won once, he won't do it again. Only the new people that never won the Ktoyos, they should come do the raffle. The machto, which is the coal that goes with the Ktoyos, that also was done only once in a lifetime. Well, yes, Mastiso Amar, can you see it from our Mishnah? Mishazoch Bakhtarius, the one who was awarded the Khtarius, he won the lottery. Or even Lizeshal Yimino Yaf Atla Machto. Test the one on his right, you get the Machto, you get the coals. So if the only ones that did the Goyel was new people, they didn't do it before, so the only one who was next to him was somebody who also never did it before. So Gemara says, from here you see, we all knew Koyanim, they never were Zoyche. The one who was Zoyche is him, and the one to his right, they took the Khtarius and the coals to go with the Khtarius, and that was the one time in their lifetime that they got it, which was a big Zgula for Ashirus, for richness. So the morning, Tesa Oymer, you see, learn from here, Shnei Koyanim or Mizbochim Cholpam. Two Koyanim would be awarded each time to become rich. So the morning, Rav Amar, Barech Hashem Cheiloi, Upoal Yodov Tirtze, that's the Loshem, the Pasuk. And the Reb Chaim adds you a girso, Baruch Hashem Chelo B'Ktoimus. Poi Yav Detir Tze B'Machto. So they both are in the Brucho, the Levi got. Continues the Gemara, Ma'isa B'Echot She'Yav Shoz Royo. There was a Kohen whose hand became very weak. V'lo Yinicho, he still wanted to do the Ktoimus. Why? Kaim Shenemar, Baruch Hashem Chelo Yopoi Yav Detir Tze. The Brucho will be on Chelo, on his Koyach. He'll have more power by the fact that he gets the Ktoimus. So the Ktoimus, even though he was very weak. Continuing to have Tzayin with base, Halacha Da Zok the Mishnah. Tomid Korev Betisho. You have 9 Koranim that are involved in the Korban Atomid. Now, we're not talking about, really, there's 13, like we said in the previous Mishnah, but we're talking from the time that you start carrying the limbs. From the limbs onwards is only 9 Koranim. So, Tomid Korev Betisho, Ba'asar, it could be 10, Ba'chadasar, Bishtemasar, like as we mentioned this in the previous daf, Lepochas, Loyoyoyser, not less and not more. Ketzat, what's the case? Do you have this amount of koyanim? Atzmoi betisha. The korban tovid itself is 9, as we learned in previous mishnas. Total 13, 4 until you start the evarim, and then 9 from there on. Pechag, when you get the sukkahs, biyad echad tzloiches shamayim, one of them is holding the tzloiches shamayim to do the nisuch hamayim. Ari asor, that's 10. Bein arabayim, in the evening, every evening, bechad asor. Why? Atzo betisho. You have 9 taking the same thing like we did in the morning. V'shtayim biyodom, v'shtei gizreitzim, and 2 are carrying the wood. V'shabbos, v'chadasor. Atzo betisho. The korban atomid is 9 like every other day. V'shtayim biyodom, v'shnei bezichi levoyne shlechem aponim, 2 are carrying the bezichi levoyne, which means the spices of the lechem aponim. V'shabbos, v'shtei chag, talk about Shabbos in Sukkos. V'yad echad tzoich shemayim, you have an extra one taking the nisuch hamayim. So that's how you get the total number of 12. Continues the Mishnah and says, Ayil kor bechadasar. Ayil, the ram, has 11. Habasu bechamisha, the meat is 5, which means the big limb is similar to the sheep that we said in the previous Mishnah. Hakravayim, the intestines, vehasoilus, and the flour, vehayayin, and the wine, shnaim shnaim. Each one was two koranim to take them, they were big, so that's why it came 5 plus 6 is 11. Par, a bull, kor bisir vehabe, have 24 koranim carrying it. Haroish ve'aregel, you have the head and you have the foot, the right foot. Haroish be'echad ve'aregel b'shtayim. The head is, one koyanim takes the head, and the foot is taken by 2 koyanim. Ha'oikets, the tail, ve'aregel, and the left foot. Ha'oikets b'shtayim, the tail is taken by 2. Ve'aregel b'shtayim, and the left foot is taken by 2. Ha'choze, which is the breast, ve'agero, the neck. Ha'choze be'echod, choze is taken by 1 koyan. Ve'agero b'shloish, there's 3 koyanim carrying the neck. Shtei yodois b'shtayim. The 2 hands are 2 koyanim. Shtei davnois b'shtayim. The 2 ribs, the 2 rib cages are taken by 2 koyanim. Hakrovayim, the intestines. Ve'asoyos v'ayayin, the flour and the wine. Each with shloisha, 3 koyanim taking each one of them. That's all korban tzibur. Korban is yochi, when one brings an individual korban, yirotzel ha'akriv, makriv. So then one koyan can just do it. He does the korban, he does the shchit, and he can do the whole thing. Hefsheto, which means skinning the animal, the nituchon, cutting the limbs. Sha'ilu ve'elu shave, they're all equal to what? So Rav Chaim quotes the Bavli, that a zar, even someone who's not a koyan, can do it. Says the Gemara, is going to tell us, how do we know you need all these koyanim involved? So the Gemara, v'orchu is multiple, it's not one. Yechol mea, yechol matai, so maybe it'll be 100 or 200. Umar v'kiva kol sheshmua meruba v'shmua mimut, meaning, if I can either take a bigger number or a smaller number, tafasta meruba loy tafasto, tafasta is the mimut tafasta, take a big number, you may take too much, but the mimut, you know, you're not wrong with taking that number. Tanab Yudir Mesei Yoyimer Shtei Midus Chaskol Avechot Shenakol. He says a different lashon of this thing. You have 2 midus. One has a limit and one does not. Kol Moidi Midah Kolei. Vein Moidi Midah Shenakolei. And Midah Kolei, everybody agrees. This measurement is correct. The one which is much more, I don't know, it could be it's too much. I mean, as Rav Chaim explained, he's talking about measuring fruits. So if I have a measurement, I know exactly the size of the measurement. So I'm going to use that one, because then I'm going to know what I'm doing. But if I have something which is much larger, I don't know what the measurement is, I'm not going to use it. So when I have too much people, a number that I can't prove that I need it, so then I'm not going to use it. Omar ibn Nechemiah, another Lashon, v'chima ba'a kosul, if toyech oli noil, there's a toyech coming to be soysim, not to explain itself, or to explain to us. Lo ba'a li noil, lo li toyech, it's not coming to lock it up, it's coming to open it up. Imo yimer yomim asaro. If it says days, maybe it's 10 days, I don't know. Ein omer ela mea, ela matai, maybe it's 100, maybe it's 200. Ela elef, maybe it's 1,000. Ela riboy, maybe it's 10,000. If you say it's two, then you know the Torah is very specific. It says multiple, it means two, not more. So I try to do the minimum amount. So the Gemara brings different lashon to tell me if I don't know what to do, I do the minimum amount, I don't do more. Now the Gemara mentioned the days, we say it's the minimum of two, so one continues to dash in something. It says the Gemara, Amano, Omar, Mishra, Abiyuda, we speak about a Zova. It says over there, Yomim Rabim. So we dash in, Yomim is time, it's two. Yechol, maybe it means Yomim Harbe. Maybe it means many more. She says, no. Imirubim, even more. Continues the Gemara and Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. V'aloi kfar ne'ma rabim. It says rabim. Aloi diber ele b'yomim u'otim. Elma means the minimum amount. V'kam e'en never meshtayim. So it means two. Similar to what we said before. Rabim is shloisha. Now that I say yomim means two, as we proved it, so that's the minimum amount. So what is rabim? It means one more day, means 3 days. Yechol rabim asorah, maybe it means 10 days. Oma yomim v'oma rabim. So we said yomim rabim. Yomi ma yomi miut yomim shnayim. Yomi means the minimum amount is two. Because if not, I don't know what you're talking about. Because it says rabim. So if rabim miut rabim shloisha. What's the miut of rabim? Three. Rabim means more than two is three. Yechol shnayim v'shloisha. If so, maybe it's two plus three. Hari chamisha. Maybe it's five. V'chinei ma yomim ve'rabim. Let's say days and rabim, which means two plus three. V'lo yomai ela yomim rabim. She says yomim rabim. Haketzad harabim alolu yemrubim al shnayim. Meaning this Yomim Rabim will be more than two. Because it says, it would say Rabim, I don't know what the number is. But it says Yomim Rabim. So a total will be more than two. So what is it? How much a kamehem? I don't know what it is. I say the minimum amount. So I say it's three. So that's the more dashes. Whenever I don't know, I say the minimum amount. That's why in our Mishnah we said the minimum. And that's why we get the Ziva. The Yomim Rabim will be three and not more. With this we conclude, Yushami Yumo Daftet Zayin.